Reports of a Tesla crashing, catching fire and killing the two occupants in Texas have again raised issues about the perception and the reality of automated vehicle functions. It's reported that the car was travelling at speed and that no one was sitting in the driver's seat, but Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, claimed that the car was not in autopilot mode. Full investigations are ongoing, but discussion about autonomous driving should at least consider that Tesla has been strongly criticised for calling its system autopilot. For although they may say, and its documents may note, that drivers must keep their hands on the wheel, quite a few people think that this is unnecessary. Consequently, critics say, at best, it should be called semi-autopilot. And secondly, the car crashed in a rural setting where line marking is limited or non-existent. There can be a huge danger if perception exceeds reality.
I'm David Brown.
For more from the new car world, visit anyauto.com.au today. At anyauto.com.au, you'll find a review of one of the latest new cars to come to the Australian market, the Toyota Yaris Cross. And with Australians seemingly in love with dual cab utes, at anyauto.com.au, you can check out reviews and details on the all-new Nissan Navara and all-new Mazda BT50, as well as the big-selling Toyota Hilux Rogue. All those reviews and so much more, anyauto.com.au.